This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. military says three American troops were killed and dozens more injured in a drone strike in northeast Jordan near the Syrian border. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday blamed Iran-backed militias for the first U.S. fatalities after months of strike by the groups against American forces across the Middle East amid the Israel-Hamas war. In a statement, he said, "Today, America's heart is heavy. Last night, three U.S. service members were killed and many wounded during an unmanned aerial drone attack on our forces stationed in northeast Jordan near the Syria border. While we are still gathering the facts of this attack, we know it was carried out by radical Iran-based militant groups operating in Syria and Iraq." Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Palestinian Authority Prime Minister Mohammed Shataya urged on Sunday the countries which paused their funds to the UN's Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA, to reverse the decision.
Their aid amounts to 70% of the annual budget of the United Nations Relief and Work Agency. This measure is extremely dangerous, and it is our hope that it will be reversed.
Earlier on Sunday, UN officials pled with countries to reconsider a pause in funding. At least nine countries, including top donors, the U.S. and Germany, have paused funding for UNRWA following allegations by Israel that a dozen of its 13,000 staff in Gaza were involved in the October 7th rampage by U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants. Israel says significant gaps remain after ceasefire talks with the United States, Qatar, and Egypt, but calls them constructive and says they will continue.